Why must tape play such a critical role in dealing with the zettabyte apocalypse? John W., what are your thoughts here?
Well, I mean, tape is critical. I mean, John said earlier that the vendors themselves, we can't create enough hard disk drives, flash drives, removable media in terms of optical to cope with this growth, this storage requirement. So that's a first and foremost. And when you start to peer into an enterprise and you realize that at very least about 75% of data in any given house is a copy, you start to realize the actual wasteful nature. So tape is critical for a number of reasons. One, it has a much lower cost of ownership to procure to start with. When a tape is not being used, unlike a disk drive, it does not have to be powered, it does not have to be cooled, and it lasts significantly longer if you treat it in the right way, if you store it in the right environment. So for that reason alone, that's a starting point. In terms of capacities, tape is outperforming disk, so we can store more per cassette. Each tape cassette is to procure a lot lower in terms of a cost per terabyte. So therefore, if you want, as I always talk to IT professionals, one copy is dangerous, two copies getting better, three is okay, four is becoming prohibitively expensive. But on tape, for the same price as a disk drive, you could have, five, 10 more copies of data, of which, you lose one or two, it's no longer a disaster. So when we start taking the running cost, the cost of ownership, the fact that you can have more copies of it, it becomes critical. In fact, it's the only way, I believe, to keep archive data for the long term or non-critical. And I term this in the best means for disaster recovery business continuity, the stuff that you don't necessarily need online within the first couple of hours of a disaster happening, that you can buy yourself time to recover that from tape, then those are the key players where we see this fitting in. It's all about getting the right tool for the right job.
John, I'd only add in that a lot of people dismiss tape as kind of an obsolete technology because it isn't performant in terms of competitive random access rates, with disk. But it also has an extremely low bit error rate. So that means that, what is it, one in every 90 SATA drives has a non-recoverable bit error on it that will spoil your whole day, especially if it's in a RAID set. It will bollocks up all the data that's there. Your option, of course, is tape. Tape is many orders of magnitude more resilient than disk is. It has a much lower price point per gigabyte. Quite frankly, it's an extraordinarily resilient, robust technology for doing everything you're describing. The last point that I would make, though, about this is that tape alone is not going to save everybody. You need also the automation and the archival practice that's put into place, where you call it hierarchical storage management, you call it tiered storage or whatever, and about 60% of your data ought to ultimately reside on tape. Only because it's infrequently accessed and very infrequently modified. So you don't need to have it on your spinning rust at all. And we did a study last year at Data Management Institute of 3,000 firms and discovered that 80% of the space on every disk drive you own, on average, is occupied by data that shouldn't be there, whether it's contraband or it's junk or it's duplicates or it's data that belongs in an archive. If you did that, just imagine how you could pay for this whole scenario, tell management you're going to buy back 70% of the infrastructure they already own. And that's the more than enough coin usually to be able to pay for a decent archive strategy for your company.
So that wraps up today's podcast. Thank you both to John Tuigo and John Woolley for joining us today and for sharing their expert insights. Visit the Iron Mountain UK or North America websites for more insights and thought leadership around data management and data protection. Have a great day.